This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the show.
Do I look like Jordy LaForge?
You do a little bit, yeah. If you're watching on the cam, you can see Captain Kickass doing silly things with his headphones.
I'm a giant dork, in case you haven't figured that out.
Over at, by the way, if you've never seen our cam feeds, if for whatever reason you want to see people with faces for radio, you can do that over at, dlive.lrn.fm. That's our HD feed.
We are a handsome bunch, I assure you.
And then there's twitch.lrn.fm. You can go to either one of those places. In fact, our dlive channel is up to 996 followers.
Oh, nice.
So we are within 4 followers. We had 997, then it went down to 995.
We need 4. That's a number I can count to. I'm a musician.
Indeed. So if you want to follow us there, we'd appreciate it. And you can do that at dlive.lrn.fm or on our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. If you follow those channels on those platforms, they will then give you, if you have the app installed and we go live, it'll give you a heads up. It'll say, oh, hey, Free Talk Live is live. Give you a reminder that we're going on the air, which is pretty nice to have.
Sounds lively.
So if you're just tuning in here in this hour, we have overarchingly throughout the show been talking about this story from New York Post. They've interviewed an author about her new book, looking at young males in the United States. Her name is Peggy Orenstein. Her book, it's a bit of a mouthful here, Boys and Sex, Young Men on Hookups, Love, Porn, Consent, and Navigating the New Masculinity. Looking at some very interesting numbers, she talked to hundreds of young males on her own as research for the book, but also looking at studies like the General Social Survey, finding that men between the ages of 18 and 29, so basically millennials and the early zennials, are having less sex than ever. The number of abstinent men has nearly tripled in the last decade, from 10% in 2008 to 28% last year. That's a huge jump.
You know, that coincides with something that I think comedian Bill Burr has alluded to in one of his comedy specials, that, you know, when's the last time you heard about the latest, young rock and roll band, tearing up a hotel room and, raising hell, getting drunk and, throwing a TV out the window or whatever, that kind of a thing?
Like, I don't know.
Like his claim was that rock and roll is dead because you don't hear about that kind of thing anymore.
Well, rock and roll isn't what it used to be, that's for sure.
That's true. But, I mean, perhaps there is this, sort of taming of the male, occurring in our society.
Yeah, I think you posted a meme about that earlier, didn't you, where it showed like back in 1987 or whatever the rocker was like passed out, and then in 2019 it's like some geek with a guitar in front of a computer,
in front of a laptop.
So while the boys who spoke to the author, they're talking about pornography at this point in the story, say that porn is about as authentic as pro wrestling, a 2016 study from London-based Middlesex University found that 53% of teenage boys in that survey believe that sex acts featured in porn are mostly realistic. A college sophomore from Chicago told Orenstein, quote, "Everyone watches porn and then gets super nervous about their size. I mean, it's brutal. Like, if you're in the locker room, you're going to turn around and try to hide yourself, or you're not going to change in front of other guys," unquote. Now, this is actually an experience I never had when I was in school. I went to the gifted school, and we only got locker rooms, like, later on.
Only guys who were well endowed, the gifted school?
Not that kind of gift. More like the dorky kind of brainy kids. And so they actually ended up getting locker rooms later, but it was, like, towards the end of when I was in the school. Like, it was a weird school because it was all trailers at one point, and then they got their own campus, and there finally was locker rooms. But for whatever reason, it never ended up happening that I had to take P.E. and
go. Only in
that.
Florida could you also go to school in trailers.
Yeah. Did you have any of these weird locker room situations with other guys growing up?
I mean, it didn't seem to really affect me, but there, for certain there were other kids who were very, like, you know, they wouldn't face you, you know what I mean? They try and, like, sort of mosey into it because you had, like, the group shower in the gym or whatever, and they try to mosey in, like, last or get around to the, you know, to behind the one shower thing so, like, they couldn't be seen or whatever. So, I mean, it was pretty obvious.
Was there a lot of, like, making fun of people?
There was.
Over that sort of thing, over their size?
Yeah.
That's I don't get it, personally. I wouldn't have done something like that, you know, at that time.
Yeah, I mean, but young men are, they're kind of mean.
Yeah, no doubt. But it's not always porn that does the most damage. Porn, says this story at the New York Post, may offer the most ridiculous representations of sex, but mainstream media can spread just as much misinformation, and it's more difficult for younger audience members to separate fact from fiction. Mason, this is the young man they've sort of been following in this story. He's in his 20s now, and he's been awkward about, you know, things like kissing and even handholding. He had recently been watching a David Duchovny television comedy called Californication, about a womanizing novelist in Los Angeles. The sexual exploits, he says, are just slightly unrealistic, like the main character has sex with everyone wherever he goes. They made it seem so convincing. Whereas if you were to watch a porn video where a dude comes in with his sexual organ in a pizza box, it's like, all right, obviously that's not going to happen in real life. So they made this show seem like this guy was, you know, really good at getting
you ordered the extra sausage?
Have you seen the show? I know it exists, but I have not seen the program. Dylan, who's 17, is a high school junior in Northern California. He's handsome, athletic, a straight-A student, and captain of the soccer team. He was also, until recently, a virgin. He had drank too much at a friend's party and passed out on a couch. That's where his friend Julia, who was sober, found him. She dragged him, stumbling, to the bathroom and had sex with him on the floor.
Oh, I'm always glad to see another captain, you know, try to get some. Right?
The next morning, Dylan was horrified and asked Julia why she forced herself on him. He said, "I didn't want to do that," he told her, insisting he wanted his first time to be special. "Oh, please," she shot back, "don't give me that. All guys want it."
Wow.
Now, isn't that an interesting turnabout of events?
That sounds a lot like rape.
That sounds like rape,
yeah,
to me. And the fact that this young woman is using stereotypes to say that it wasn't rape should be outrageous to people, but I bet she'll get away with it.
No, they'll make jokes about it like I just did a minute ago.
Yeah, well, and if he was her friend, he's hopefully not going to bring charges against her, so she should get away with it. I mean, you know, I don't think she was probably doing the wrong thing in her mind, I guess. But regardless, it was disappointing to him to find that out. He probably didn't even remember it happening. So going on, it was a bias that even Ornstein, that's the author of the book, admits to having. She was shocked by how often the boys shared stories of being on the receiving end of unwanted sex, in which girls didn't hear them or respect the word no.
I don't know. I mean, there are some aggressive women out there, man.
Yeah.
You know, I've been with one, and like, you're like, oh, wow, really? Okay. You know,
I've had a couple women.
They can take you by surprise. You know what I mean?
Ask me to go out with them, and I've turned them down. Was it rape? The boys she interviewed weren't sure. She recalls a college sophomore who told her of losing his virginity at age 14 to a 17-year-old girl at his first high school party. He didn't want to do it, he says, but was too drunk and too worried about rumors that she might spread to leave. So he stuck it out because he was worried about what she might say about him. He didn't, or quote, like, "If it's the guy who didn't consent, what do you call that?" he asked the author. Call it rape.
Well, yeah, that's what you call it. I mean, there is a double standard. It does exist, but that is what you call it.
And it makes you wonder how common this is, because we've certainly talked about, you know, people not reporting sexual interactions or rape or whatever, because rape is, you know, sort of known, at least as far as female victims are concerned, as something that does tend to go unreported in a lot of instances.
I would bet dollars to donuts that men aren't going to report that.
That's what I'm saying. How much, what portion of these, how often is this happening, and how often do they get reported? Probably even less often than female rape. If what is true holds true about, if what is true about domestic violence holds true about rape, because there are a ton of instances where women will attack men in domestic situations, and they won't call the cops.
Right.
And that's for different reasons, because, you know, men aren't supposed to fight back, or, you know, there's all these rules around how male...
I got to be macho, right?
Male behavior is supposed to be when it comes to the, you know, domestic incidents. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. According to a 2017 study at Columbia University, 80% of victims of sexual assault were women, but men were also being increasingly targeted, with 1 in 8 male students reporting being coerced into non-consensual sex. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I always say they kind of saved my life, you know. They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And I've got something to say. No, it's just the captain.
Well, I hope you have things to say.
I have plenty to say.
That's why you're here.
I forgot what I was going to say.
But we'd rather have you say things, because that's why we have open phones every night here on Free Talk Live.
I do enjoy the callers. I really do.
You can say things, and we don't have to say as many things. That helps.
It does.
Because, honestly, I don't want to listen to myself talk. That's why I have co-hosts and callers.
I haven't run out of things yet, though, so, yeah. I mean, I always have some things. But one day, it's going to happen. I'm going to show up and be like, Ian, I'm out of things.
That's okay. I'm here to help. So, we've got more to say on the topic of young males and abstinence being at shocking levels.
30% or 28%?
Almost 30. Yeah, 28% as of last year, up almost three times since a decade ago. And these are people who are choosing. You know, this isn't people who are not choosing. You know, like they're sex, just sexless because. It's people who are choosing not to have sex. And young males in this sort of this... The stereotyping of young males, that everybody who's young male must be horny, they must be always wanting sex, they'll never refuse it, and we're going to continue with that discussion. Of course, also want to let you know about Bitcoin.com and their brand newish site that started this summer called local.bitcoin.com, where you may buy or sell Bitcoin Cash globally with no identification requirements to sign up for the site. Plus, all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So buy or sell Bitcoin Cash at local.bitcoin.com. And, of course, you can also go to bitcoin.com to get some of the latest news headlines about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, and Bitcoin Cash. And it's a pretty cool site. Plus, you know, if you're brand new to Bitcoin, that's a good place to go to get started. It's, once again, bitcoin.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, let's talk to Schmidt, calling from Mobile, Alabama, listening to WAVH-FM. Go ahead, Schmidt.
What's up, guys? How are y'all tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, y'all were calling you about abstinence. I'm actually one of those males.
How old are you?
I am 24.
Okay, you are right within that range. So have you had sex previously and you've chosen to be, you know, without sense, or you have not had sex yet at all?
I have not had sex at all. I've been close a few times, but I've never actually gone through with it.
Well, so why? What's your reasoning for this?
Well, nowadays I feel that we are in a super sexualized society as a whole. Mm-hmm. I feel it is more acceptable nowadays, you know, for everybody to have sex and have a lot of it with several people. And I just don't trust it. I feel it's a little reckless because you have the risks of pregnancy, possibly getting disease and you not knowing it, and it can change your life. And we've seen a lot of people weaponizing it nowadays. You know, people trying to scam other people out of money. You've got cases of women saying they need money for abortions because you got them pregnant and you didn't, or
they use it to take a trip to Mexico.
Yeah, it's,
so I've been told.
You know, it's all over the place. You know, you have, as I said, you know, you have revenge porn, you know, when you send nudes, because usually when you're in that lifestyle, you're sending nude pictures to people, and it's just, I don't see the benefits of doing it with random people. Now, if I was,
I don't either. I got to agree with you there. And before you go on, though, I'm curious, you know, this is the hookup culture, right? This is the name for this sort of behavior. And obviously there's a name for it for a reason, but do you feel like it's overblown? I mean, as far as the people you know, the people who you're friends with, are there really that many of them who are just going out and hooking up, who are just meeting randos on Tinder or at a bar or whatever, having sex with them once and then just, you know, not seeing them again, or that are really living this lifestyle? Or is it something that we feel like is happening more than it actually is?
Well, honestly, I'm not sure, because I've seen both. Like some of my closer friends, they are abstinent because they feel the same way that I do. Mm-hmm. Whereas I've also had coworkers, I've had friends that have Tinder installed on their phone. They're constantly going out. They've got different women all the time. They're constantly talking to different women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a good 50-50, quite honestly. And it also varies demographically. I think like, where in more rural areas, it's, you know, more conservative. Whereas in the city, you know, places like California as well, I feel it is more acceptable to, you know, just sleep around.
What do you think, Captain Kickass? I mean, you're the older gentleman here in the room. I mean, is this something that you see with your, you know, people in your age range happening?
To an extent.
You're in
right?
Seattle, which is a lefty city.
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of Tinder is there. I did know a guy who, you know, relocated from somewhere else to the Seattle area, did a bunch of Tindering, and I sort of quizzed him on, you know, I think he was on a good two, maybe three dates a week for, I don't know, a good 6 weeks or something. Like he was.
And was it, were the dates culminating in sexual activity?
Some of them. Mm-hmm. Some of them. Others, not so much. You know, I mean, you know, he was. He was being selective, right? So, like, the first date would always be something like coffee.
Okay.
You know, something quick, right? You know, get kind of meet and greet, see if they... See if
they vibed or whatever.
Yeah. And then, you know, go for that second date. So, but, you know, the it works, right? Those apps work.
What about, Schmidt, tell me about, like, you know, relationships. I mean, you said you've come close a couple times. Does that mean that you were in a relationship and came close? Or what were those circumstances?
They were all relationships. I've never been too into, you know, going out and just finding someone I barely know. If I, like I've said, if it's, I feel like if I'm in a relationship with someone and it is committed enough and I feel the relationship is good enough, then I'm open to it. But it's, you know, it's a long-term relationship type thing. Yeah. It's not a hit it and quit it like a lot of these people do.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I mean, I'm not abstinent necessarily. I mean, I haven't been with anybody in quite a while, but not by choice. Ultimately, you know, I kind of feel the same way as you. To me, intimacy is something that I would only want to share with somebody I cared about. I wouldn't want to, you know, just be with some woman for a night.
I think it devalues it. I think it actually devalues it, and it becomes just another part of a relationship. Like, it is, from a lot of people I know, they consider it, you know, weird if you've met somebody and, like, on the first or second date, it hasn't gotten sexual. Whereas me, I think that robs from the relationship on getting to know somebody. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you wait, it becomes a little bit more special. You know, it's just different.
I can understand where you're coming from. I will say that I don't have the same experience. I have had sex on a first date, but that was after getting to know that person to some extent online and having a really good connection with that person, and it just everything felt right in that instance. So I don't I don't have any hard and firm rules about that, but I do have an appreciation with where you're coming from, because I think that those things are special, and anything that does deletes the specialness from it, I find to be, you know, unfortunate.
Like you were just saying, I actually find that that would be perfectly acceptable, too, because you've chatted with the person. You've gotten to know the person. I'm meaning solely, like, I just sent you a couple messages over Twitter, or I bought you a drink at the bar.
Yeah, bing, bang, boom. Yeah, right.
Yeah, in situations like that, I think it devalues it. But, like, if you're talking to somebody, you know, even if you haven't met them, but you're chatting online like you're a dating site or something, you know, I find that perfectly acceptable. And I feel people can do what they want to do.
Schmidt, interesting call. I want to say thank you for sharing, you know, on this very, you know, intimate topic, and I wish you the best in finding the right partner at the right time. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. If you want to jump in, you can. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A firefighter and police officer are dead after responding to several traffic accidents on wet and icy roads in Lubbock, Texas. First responders were working an accident scene when a car heading southbound crossed the median and ended up about 50 yards from the first scene. Then a third vehicle crossed the median and slammed into two firefighters and a police officer. Meanwhile, in Iran... Iranian protesters are demanding Iran's supreme leader step down after the regime shot down a Ukrainian plane and killed 176 people. The San Francisco 49ers are advancing to the NFC Championship game, where they will host the winner of Sunday's game between the Seattle Seahawks and Green Bay Packers. The 49ers beat the Minnesota Vikings 27-10 at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Coming up in the summertime, second week actually in the summertime, June 29th until July 5th, get ready for ForkFest 2020, the fourth year of the decentralized libertarian camping festival known as ForkFest.
I'm going to be there.
Your first time?
I am.
So we've been talking about first times here tonight. It'd be your first time at ForkFest.
Yes.
And
I'm going to double bag it too.
Does that mean... Well, see, up here there's the double bag.
We were talking about sexual innuendo, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's also a drink called the double bag up here.
Oh.
There's a beer made by Long Trail Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah, Long Trail. That's delicious.
It's a double the alcohol beer.
Oh,
so it's
dude.
Called the double bag.
I got to try that.
It's a good one. It's a good one. It's got pictures of cows on the front. Check it out. ForkFest.party. You can go there to learn more about the event. It is decentralized, as I said, which means there's no board of directors. There's no organizers. It's just a campground. Rogers Campground. Now, the campground does have some rules, but they're pretty easygoing. You can pretty much do what you want. People have set up vending booths this last year, and everyone is taking cryptocurrency for meals. Like, people were cooking at their campsites, which was really awesome. We had some great food this year. It was bigger this year than it had ever been, and it was much bigger than I expected that it was going to be this year. So I'm expecting 2020 to top that, and it will also be during Independence Day weekend, which is going to be a first for ForkFest, because this this year Fort Fest is moving until after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is another Freedom Fest that happens, although albeit one that's got organizers and ticket prices and things like that. So you don't have to pay for a ticket to Fork Fest because there are no tickets to Fork Fest. You just get your camping site or your RV site, or you can get a motel room on Rogers Campground, and you can share Fork Fest with other freedom-loving people. It's going to be a good time, and you get to decide what to do. You know, you can just come and hang out and do camping things, you know, hang out by a campfire or whatever, or you can create something for the other campers to attend. Maybe you want to put on a musical event, or you got a poker table. Put a
Is
poker
Man Camp
on.
Going on again this year?
I believe Man Camp will be going on this year, yep. So Jay Noon will have teachers teaching manly things to people.
I heard about it last year, and I thought that was cool.
It's a great idea, and again, he didn't have to ask anyone's permission. He just set it up and promoted it, and it was awesome. So, you know, there's other things that people are talking about doing. We don't know what's going to materialize. It's still pretty early. You know, we got 6 months to go here, so you can start planning now, though.
Is anyone going to do Asian food?
I don't know.
That's Szechuan innuendo.
Was it now? June 29th until July 5th. Mark your calendar, get started, learn more at forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. As we go back to the phones here, Turd Ferguson is on the line on our Discord lines, calling from Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Turd.
Yeah, hey, Ian and Captain Kickass. Yeah, so I wanted to call in to respond to that last caller.
All right, what's cracking?
Yeah, and I forget what the guy's name was, but he called in about his incelliness, I guess, or his
No, I don't think that he was an incel. An incel
he's
is
abstinent.
Somebody who's involuntarily celibate. An incel is somebody who really wants to get laid and is striking out over and over again. This guy said that he has had opportunities and he chose not to.
Yeah. Quote unquote opportunities and quote unquote. Yeah, he's been absent. Yeah. I believe that for about all.
Turd's not a believer.
Yeah, why would you think he'd lie about that?
Because there are a lot of guys, beta males, that exist in the world that feel the particular need to justify their inability to attract women and have sex with them by saying, well, I had some opportunities, but I didn't do it. And then when the time rolls around, when you turn 24 and you still haven't done it, then you get to call talk radio and talk about how you've actually been offered how you get offered to have sex with women all the time, but you just turn it down.
Well, no, I don't think that's what he said. I mean, you're being pretty rude to this guy. I mean, he called in to share his viewpoint and his perspective on things, and you just, you know, you've thrown him in the trash as though it means absolutely nothing. And I think that, you know, he was very honest with what he was saying. You're saying he's being completely dishonest. What would the purpose of the call be?
I think he's beta. I think he's beta, and he did it to help his own self-esteem. That's what he did. He had to call on national radio to talk about his beta cuckiness because he can't get laid.
Okay. Well, that's your opinion.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the call.
He really pushed that one out.
855 450 free. Slid right in there.
His name is Turd, so he is going to crap on him. So, you know.
Yeah. 855 450 free. You can bring up whatever you want. I don't know. I mean, I think that getting on the radio and calling somebody else a beta is kind of a lame-o thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You're obviously not like, you know, in touch with whatever you're about.
It's one of the great things about Free Talk Live is we get to talk to them all.
You can be as lame as you want. Go right ahead. So we continue here a little bit more from this story at the New York Post about the studies, various interesting studies about young males and their viewpoints about sex these days. According to a 2017 study at Columbia University, 80% of victims of sexual assault were women, but men were being increasingly targeted, with 1 in 8 male students reported being coerced into non-consensual sex.
1 in 8?
That's those who, you know, self-reporting, right? It may be maybe higher, but they didn't want to admit it. And in 2017 study at New York University, sociologist Jesse Ford interviewed 40 straight male and female college students about their sexual experiences. Most men admitted that they would have sex even if they didn't want to, because guys should always be, quote, down to F, unquote. Rejecting an invitation to sex was considered unmanly or gay. And I suspect Turd Ferguson would be one of the people who would be saying things like that.
Yep.
When young men have sex forced upon them, it sends mixed signals and makes it harder for them to understand the concept of consent altogether. Orenstein says if they can't say no, how are they supposed to hear it? The solution for all this isn't what most parents want to hear. They need to have a straightforward talk with their sons about sex. She says, I know it's awkward, I know it's excruciating, I know it's unclear where to begin, but this is your chance to do better. I think my parents' idea of this was to leave the Joy of Sex book on their bookshelf.
Here, son, yep. Read a book.
Well, they didn't point it out to me, but I found it.
We actually had a sex ed class in, like, middle school, and it was horrible. It really was.
Well, in they don't actually teach you about sex.
In retrospect,
sex
it was horrible. You know, it was all just like diagrams and like terminology. You know what I mean?
Well, what kind of diagrams are we talking about? Just
well, because they're not
the male body,
you,
the female
yeah,
body,
yeah,
right?
They're not going to show you yeah, actual photos,
right?
You know,
you don't learn about sex and
so
sex ed.
It almost looks like a blueprint. You know what I mean? Like that sort of cutaway diagram. You know.
Mason agrees, says he can remember the exact moment where some parental intervention would have made a difference. He was a teenager sitting in the basement of his family's home on a couch browsing porn on his school-supplied iPad. His father walked in and saw what he was doing.
Well, he's getting his sexual education.
Dad scolded him, saying, you shouldn't be watching that. It's bad for you. And Mason was well aware his father had a trove of bookmarked porn on his own computer, so he snapped back at his dad, saying, don't be a hypocrite. I've seen all the stuff you watch.
Yeah, so the dad should have followed that up with, hey, that's bad for you. You shouldn't be doing that. Let me see that thing.
I'm going to need to take a close look. Do as I say, not as I do, son. The father didn't say another word. He just turned on the television and watched it silently with his son and then went to bed. He said, I feel like he sort of failed me, said Mason. If he'd used the opportunity to start a conversation to tell his son, hey, this will skew the way you view women, it's not only going to keep you from interacting with girls in a healthy manner. He said Mason thought that could have made the difference for him. He said, but my parents were too fearful to actually deal with any of it. Real conversations about what's actually involved in a healthy sexual relationship can make all the difference. But, of course, if the parents themselves aren't having a healthy sexual relationship, how would they know?
Yeah.
How would they know what to say
in
those circumstances? Or if your parents are divorced and
yeah, you can't
fighting.
Learn healthy habits from unhealthy people.
Right.
It's true.
For Mason, it finally happened with his girlfriend, Jeannie, who repeatedly tried and failed to seduce him after their third date together, in which Mason declined to have sex with her yet again. She asked him pointed questions about his anxiety and why sex felt so scary to him. He said it felt like a storybook moment. Her openness to his insecurity and lack of sexual confidence allowed him to let his guard down. So finally finding a partner that was actually like willing to listen to him and, you know, understand. And be patient. 855 450 free. You can join us here. Share your thoughts with us. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Turd Ferguson is getting pounded in the chat room. Like, yeah. They're not happy with him over that last call. With you tonight is Ian.
And the captain.
Yes, indeed. And so we're going to change gears here. We've been talking a lot about sex and young people and surprising statistics here, but other things are of interest. Captain Kickass, you've been following this new thing called Space Chain.
Yeah, so I think I talked about BitNation on a couple of episodes.
You'll have to recap, though.
On the show, BitNation is the idea that we can have governance supplied to us, or the services that governments claim to provide, right, security and, you know, all that kind of stuff, roads, et cetera, and so on, supplied to us through a borderless, decentralized governance model that's based on the blockchain.
Governments without borders?
Correct. Yeah, government services that you can subscribe to, right? And
you can choose?
You can
have a choice?
You can have a choice, yeah.
This is crazy stuff you're talking about.
It is. So, you know, BitNation is an interesting concept. An even more interesting concept that I recently stumbled upon is something called Space Chain, and this is spacechain.org. This is a decentralized, borderless, virtual space agency, right? So they've got eyes on going to outer space, people, okay, putting people out in space, but they want to do it. It's a private thing, right? But there's no, like, owner. It's not like Elon Musk says, we're going to build this, you know, private space agency and build private shuttles. It's a decentralized, borderless, virtual group of people with no single person in charge. So it's based on
BitNation, weren't they already, like, trying to go to space before Space Chain? Or am I thinking of some other kind of...
Not BitNation. BitNation was just the concept of the decentralized, borderless, virtual nations.
Yeah, because I was thinking about something else.
Space Chain is basing this organization on the BitNation platform, which is how I found out about it.
We had talked previously, and it was, I think it was before you were on Free Talk Live, we talked about there was some kind of blockchain nation thing that was trying to, like, launch satellites, and that way their nation could be based from space or whatever.
Right.
I don't know if that's related to this.
I don't remember that, but how space chain, you know, is constructed isn't really of all that much importance once you start reading what space chain is. And this is just their objectives from the website. Number one, create a decentralized and open source space agency. Sounds pretty cool, right?
All
right. Number two, research and develop new and better technology for space travel and space missions. Also sounds pretty cool. Develop new eco-friendly fuel for space vehicles, a.k.a. rocket fuel. Develop a new generation of navigational systems as the current GPS accuracy and maximum performance, speed, and altitude is limited for space research. Number five, create a cheaper technology and platform on open source basis that enables those with limited budget to reach space and or do experiments in microgravity environments. So, you know, right now, if you want to go to space, well, you can't, right? But, you know, we're on the verge of, you know, where you can spend millions of dollars and be one guy that goes up in a shuttle and sort of hangs out in space and comes back, and then you're like, yeah, I was in space or whatever. But they're talking about making it available to the poor, right? Or
which it will eventually.
Right? The amateur scientist who, like, oh, yeah, I want to do a thing, and I got to send a thing into space, so they want to be able to do that.
And that's where, I mean, even without this, obviously space travel is going to go. It's going to be the richest of the rich who can afford it at first. And then, like any new technology, the price will come down because there is a high demand for this thing, right? Like, I mean, every kid wants to go to space. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people.
I'm 47 years old, and I want to go to space, too.
Right? So there's a lot of people who want to do this. So there's a lot of money that's, you know, going to be made if they can figure out a way to make it cheap.
Yeah. Number seven, research in alternative energy sources, mainly antimatter, trapped in Earth's magnetic field. So they went, do research on antimatter. Okay. Number eight, research and develop technology for mining minerals and resources on other celestial bodies, like the moon or on asteroids.
Okay.
So now we're talking, what's the TV show? The Expanse. They're mining the, you know, the rocks. And
right.
So now you've got a, you know, a whole bunch of belters out there doing mining operations.
good show, by the way. I did catch up on it.
Yeah, it is a good show. It's one of my faves. Number nine, creating communication networks and data centers in Earth orbit beyond the reach of any state or regime to work toward total immunity and neutrality of the future IT infrastructure.
That's a valuable idea.
That's that. What they're talking about right there is literally outbuilding the government.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's going beyond their reach.
Making it so that governments are irrelevant, right? Governments already kind of claim to own outer space.
Sure.
Right? And you're like, really? Like, you don't own outer space? I mean, people think governments own the Earth already. Well, who did they buy it from, right? You know? So to think that they own space is ridiculous.
You can't own what you can't control, so it's going to be hard. It's going to be a lot harder for them to control space.
Number 10, building...
They'll try, though.
Yes, they will. Number 10, building fuel depots and an international network-based virtual currencies for refueling of satellites and other space vehicles.
Hmm.
Number 11, doing research in the field of space medicine and the effects of microgravity and cosmic radiation on living organisms. And number 12, doing research on the effect of cosmic radiation on electronic components in order to develop new technology that is able to withstand the harsh environment of outer space. There's a little sentence here. Every experiment at BitNation Space Agency is carefully planned by a team of specialists. Every project has a leading officer in charge and accountable to our stakeholders.
So this just was created recently? How long has this been?
I have no idea. It doesn't say anything on the...
So, okay, tell me more about this, though. So BitNation is a alternative opt-in governmental structure that is blockchain-based?
Correct, yeah. They have their own token
today.
Yeah, you can. They have their own token. They do offer a BitNation passport. I don't know.
You don't have it yet?
I don't have one. No, I mean, it costs money, right?
How much? Have you joined the BitNation, though?
I have only in the way that I've downloaded their app.
Right? Okay.
So I've signed up. I've downloaded the app. It's still in its, like, infancy. So they only offer a few services, things like notary services, that kind of thing. So the concept hasn't been, like, you know, 100% actualized. But they do have a token. It, I think they changed the name, but it was XPAT was their token, which is one of the greatest token names.
So how does this new thing, the Space Chain, how does it tie in to BitNation?
Okay, so Space Chain is like a blockchain for space. To really simplify it, blockchain is like an OS running on many computers worldwide in a decentralized network. We know this. Bitcoin was the first app to run on the blockchain, which was followed by over thousands of other virtual currencies or services like smart contracts that use the blockchain in order to work. Space Chain is built on top of the blockchain source code and modified for applications in the space industry. BitNation Space Agency is just like Bitcoin once was for blockchain, the first app to use Space Chain in order to create a decentralized and transparent space agency with an open source ideology, with the goal to make space travel as DIY friendly as possible and available without restrictions to any individual at any time.
So
this doesn't talk about the mechanics, but it does say the agency is nonprofit with its headquarters in Stockholm, Sweden.
But the idea is that this is a way
under the BitNation jurisdiction as a part of BitNation Pangea.
Okay, but this is a space agency that one could fund. If one said, oh, I agree with those 12 provisions, I think those are good visions for, you know, the future, I want to help support this, they can give money in the form of, I presume, cryptocurrency to this space agency. They're saying they've got full transparency. They're going to show you where the money's going, how it's being spent. They've got, you know, probably a goalpost that they're trying to reach with these various different, you know, things that they want to accomplish. And so, therefore, if you feel like they are not accomplishing those things, you don't have to give them any more money. You can stop doing that. Whereas NASA, for instance, continues to be funded no matter what sort of garbage it is that they're spending the money on, no matter the fact that they haven't really upgraded their space technology in 30 years or however long it's been since the space shuttle came out, this beast of a device that they have to roll out on this humongous loader thing that is just huge and heavy, and it's never changed. You know, I'm sure you're well aware of SpaceX, the contests that happened. It's, what, been 2 decades now, so roughly, since that first happened, where there was this X Prize that got, you know, these super efficient shuttles to be developed.
Yep.
So really the question is it open to where there's this, you know, countries that will allow these people that are doing Space Chain to launch these experiments? Or are governments going to stop them from reaching outer space?
That's the question that, you know, remains to be seen. We'll see.
Because if they can do this stuff, they can launch their experiments out there and do this, then I think that'll be wonderful. And it will add a level of competition that hasn't existed before. It's very exciting.
It's a kick-ass idea.
I'm sure you'll keep us informed about that. You can visit more with Captain Kickass on his website, lcaptainkickass.com. Meanwhile, we'll see you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.